Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, you know, it is a sad saga that we haven't talked about on this segment before. Time's Up, which was born with so much hope in the aftermath of the Harvey Weinstein revelations. A lot of high-profile Hollywood women were going to pull together and start this organization, and it was going to change the world for women who had been harassed and discriminated against. And, you know, even in the beginning, you can look back, I wrote an article at the time, there were already concerns and complaints that it wasn't inclusive, that it wasn't pulling together properly. And now it has just gone so awry that the entire board, almost the entire board, has had to resign. It has not fulfilled whatever early promise it had. And I want to make a point of separating it from the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, which we will talk about. But Time's Up itself, which I will note was born in this sort of bosom of CAA, where there had been a lot of questions about what sort of stories might come out there. It was a little too close to power from the jump. I think we can both agree.
Right. And ultimately, what brought it down or what has caused so many resignations is its willingness of its executive chair to participate in some of the back channeling and defense of Andrew Cuomo in New York when he was accused of sexual harassment by multiple women. And it really exposed what a lot of people in Hollywood had suspected for a long time, which was that the organization seemed to talk a big game and, you know, say all the right things, but ultimately, who are you representing? Are you ultimately representing the powerful women in Hollywood and those around them? Or are you actually trying to represent the women who might need this organization the most, those without any power? And that was ultimately the big question here. And it seems like the right move for all of these high-profile women in Hollywood to exit the board.
Yeah, as you note, the Andrew Cuomo investigation pulled in Tina Chen, who was named as someone who gave him advice when he was facing allegations of harassment in the scandal that led to his resignation. Roberta Kaplan, a prominent attorney who represents women in lawsuits, she resigned after reports, again, connected to Andrew Cuomo. You know, a lot of this is because of the thorough investigation done by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. All of this stuff started to come out. And it's untenable. You know, it is a question of whose side are you on? And going back, the Legal Defense Fund, that was set up to help regular women in restaurants or fast food joints. And it has done some of that. That money was raised. It is not administered by the Time's Up organization where they've had all this turnover now. So that has served a function. There's been some criticism of them too. There always is going to be. But the Time's Up organization itself, with people like, you know, Shonda Rhimes, and very much a thing of Reese Witherspoon, you know, I heard complaints from the beginning that women who wanted to participate couldn't figure out where the meetings were. And there were all these different competing agendas. You know, one person was concerned about nudity in film and another person, about discrimination, all these different agendas. And there was never anybody in a position to say, I am actually in charge of this and this is how it's going to work.
Yeah. And, you know, the good intentions here, and I do think that the people involved had good intentions, it's often difficult to see when you are in a position of power, like a lot of these board members were, like Eva Longoria or J.J. Abrams' wife, Katie McGrath. It's often hard to see that the institution that you are a member of is often going to be difficult to stand up to when you are in that place of power. And these are all women who have business at all of these different companies. And it became odd the kind of battles that Time's Up would get involved in. So why they pick and choose the battles says a lot about the kinds of issues that the powerful people on the board cared about.
Yeah, I think the whole thing at the end of the day is just so unfortunate because these problems have not been solved, are not solved, and there's taint now on the organization. I don't know if they can recover. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News, author of a newsletter called What I'm Hearing. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.